Hello, everybody, and welcome to Nerdy Boys Reviews. We are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast. You give you an overview of everything nerdy that happened in the week in movies, comics, television, and news. We tell you what it all means and why you should be excited about it. Spoiler warning, if you've not watched the latest and greatest in nerd television and or movies, pause this podcast, go watch it, and join us again for the fun afterwards. Explicit content warning, this material may not be suitable for all listeners of all ages, so you have been warned. What up, what up, what up, my motherfucking nerdy peeps?
Hello.
How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you?
Oh, you know, doing pretty swell, like. Hope everyone else is doing pretty good.
Yeah.
So, this week on Nerdy Boys Reviews, we got the Inhumans series to talk about, guys. Yeah. You know, the one that, you know, premiered in IMAX and stuff like that. Well, now it's on Hulu. For your convenience, we're not sponsored to say that, but go ahead and check it out.
Also airs Friday nights on ABC at like 10 o'clock for some reason.
Yeah.
But if you guys know anything about the show, you know that it got panned and rinsed super hard by critics for anything from costumes to makeup to action to CGI to dialogue. It just got rinsed.
Rinsed and repeated.
This show doesn't belong anywhere near television. Why did it even premiere in IMAX? All this stuff. Do you understand that criticism?
Yes and no.
See, I understand it. I don't agree with it, but I understand it.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, of course I understand it. I don't fully agree with it, but I partially agree with it. I think the set, the costumes, the makeup, you know, the fighting, all that stuff, very uninspired, very, very low budget. I feel like they just tried to go as cheap as possible, and they just, oh, man, it's very hard. But what makes up for it, right, is the great story. I feel like the writing, you know, is pretty good. There is some, like, pretty corny, cheesy moment in the writing.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's a pretty good story, I feel like.
Yeah, the dialogue's not nearly as bad as what we thought from the previews. But I think they spent all their money on the cameras for the IMAX, really, because the shots are actually quite nice. Like, everything is really crisp and clean, the way it looks. But then, like, you're right, like, some of it, like, the costume design doesn't really hold up to that kind of scrutiny, like, right, with how clean everything is. I do think Adelan, in certain aspects, the set looks pretty good. Certain rooms they're in.
It's so bland, it's so plain, so uninspiring.
Like, I think it's supposed to be.
I think it's garbage. I do, man. Like, it's just like, it looks like a fucking prison, dude. That's what it looks like, dude.
I think that's by design, like, though.
I'm just like, this is bad. This does not look good. It's just, man, it's frustrating. It's really frustrating because I feel like they had a golden opportunity to make something very amazing because they have a really good script.
I really think so. As far as costumes go, mm-hmm, I don't mind Black. I like Black Bolt's quite a lot, to be honest.
I think his is probably the best.
Maximus's is fine.
Well, I mean, it's not special. Is it really even a costume? Like, it just, like, looks very plain looking.
Medusa looks way worse in pictures than in the show, but still not great in the show.
She looks awful in the show. She looks so awful. Like, that dress is god awful. She doesn't look like a queen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Black Bolt looks kind of, and his presence carries that of a king. Yeah. Hers does not. She looks very, I don't know, man. And, like, the hair is awful. Like, the CGI on the hair is very garbage. What's her name?
Crystal.
Yeah, Crystal.
Her
fucking hair is so ridiculous. Like, it just looks like it was just freshly painted on there. Like, it just looks ridiculous, dude.
Yeah, I kept thinking, every time I saw her hair, I was like, is this a wig they painted on, or is this, like, her actual hair that they messed with?
It looks like her actual hair that they fucked with.
Her costume does look like a cosplay costume, a lot like a cosplay costume. Medusa's doesn't look great either. Karnak, they didn't really have to do much with him. He looks fine. Gorgon looks fine.
Triton, oh God.
Yeah, Triton's makeup isn't good. Fuckers. But we only saw him for about 10 seconds.
The one fucking Inhuman I even like. Fucking. I will give him kudos, though. You definitely can tell it's CGI, right? But, like, Lockjaw looks pretty great.
Lockjaw looks good, yeah.
And, like, another thing, I feel like they did pretty well because it's very comic booky and, like, very interesting. Like, the like the title screens and stuff like that, the transition into the episodes and stuff like that. Like, how, like, it shows the symbols, it's inhuman, then, like, Lockjaw appears, and then he, like, whooshes it away. Like, that's kind of cool. I like that. It's very, very interesting.
I like that.
I feel like they probably spent so much money. They had no fucking money for costumes.
They spent all the money on CGI, and I promise you, those cameras were fucking expensive that they used. Because, like, despite all the problems with the makeup and costumes, like, the scenes are really clear. Like, and, like, the initial scene you get, like, with Triton and the other inhuman being chased, like, it's all so crisp, you know?
But, dude, it's so funny because you could just, like, tell, like when, like, they're throwing maybe grenades at him or something like that. Like, you could just tell it's just like, oh, cue the grenade. Fucking shots in the air. No. Fucking.
Yeah. It is very choreographed.
That scene in particular, that was where the dialogue was fucking awful. Oh. We are the Inhumans. You must come with me. Who the fuck are you, you fucking green divvy?
Yeah.
The fuck are you doing, man?
Should I talk about the synopsis, I guess?
No, we're talking about the episode, dude.
So, yeah, let's talk about the dialogue then, because this is something we were really afraid of, is just awful, cringeworthy dialogue. I don't think it was all that bad, but I don't think it was great.
Yeah, something like this reminds me of very early Doctor Who, you can't even say early, but like Firefly, you know, didn't have like the best sets, or actually no, their sets were quite great, but like the CGI and stuff weren't really great.
The CGI was pretty cheap looking, yeah. Like the
but Doctor, you get what I'm saying. Like,
but Doctor Who and Firefly also made up for that with just amazing dialogue.
And amazing stories. Yeah, and so. I do think not quite on the level they are, but like I do want think on in some degree that, you know, that is kind of where the Inhumans are at. Like, they, you know, maybe their costumes aren't great, and maybe their sets, you know, or for Adelan at least, is very, you know, uninspiring in my opinion, very bland looking. But they do make it up with a very compelling story.
Yeah.
But, like, the thing is like, I feel like maybe they have a little bit of a pace issue within it because it moves very, very, very quickly. Like, it's very just...
Which is surprising because, like, the early reviews said it moves very slow. Like, the first episodes are slow.
I felt the exact opposite.
Yeah, it moves pretty quickly. Like, the very first episode, Maximus is already taking over Adelan, you know?
So, right.
Black Bolt using American Sign Language, or maybe it wasn't American Sign Language, but it was certainly sign language. I liked the choice a lot.
Yeah, I mean, how else? I mean, obviously, you know, Medusa can speak for him because, you know, they can speak to each other telepathically. But, you know, for the other people who can't necessarily do that, you know, how else is he going to do it? So, I mean, signing is a very obvious and very smart choice to do.
Right, especially, you know, as we'll find out later, like in the second episode where he needs to use some sign language.
Yes.
So Maximus in this show has no powers.
Yes. Maybe he will get powers.
It's an interesting choice. I think maybe his powers are there on a very small level. Like, they just don't know what they are. And in the comics, if you guys don't read them, he's essentially can mind control people. That's his power. He can force some people to do things he wants because he can control their minds. So maybe on a very small level he can do that, you know.
And maybe that's why he's so beloved.
Right, by the common people, right? And that's what I'm thinking is because, like you're saying, oh, like the set kind of looks like a prison and things like that, is like maybe it is on purpose because they're kind of painting the royal family as like assholes, like an old class system where, you know, if you're not if you don't show your powers or your powers aren't useful, you have to work in the mines and probably mining Terrigen, which is what I'm assuming they're doing. And it's like, you know, you really just have really poor people, which I guess are like peasants or mine workers or whatever. Uh-huh. And if you have useful powers, you get put to better use.
I mean, I can understand that, like, you know, with the rest of the city, but like even like, you know, inside where the royal family lives and stuff
guards,
like that.
Yeah. Or the leader of the guards, Orin, is on his side, which is also like a deviation, but makes sense. So,
yeah.
Obviously, the genetics council are not on his side because, like, it's this weird prejudice thing where if you don't have powers or your powers don't, you know, permeate to anything, like, you are looked at as less. And
yeah.
He was fortunate enough to be of royal blood, you know, the brother of the king, but he still, you know, has it thrown in his face quite often that he is just a human, and you kind of see his point a lot of the time in this show.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's what something, like, very interesting that they did is, like, obviously you're going to be on, you know, Black Bolt's side of things, but they do a very interesting, like, job of, like, making you feel sorry for Maximus.
Well, that's the biggest difference between, you know, an antagonist and a hero, or, I mean, and a villain, sorry, is, like, villains are just evil, not redeemable in any way. You can't see their point. They just do things to cause chaos or whatever, or corruption and this and that, where Maximus... characters like Maximus, like Loki as well, they do things, but they have proper motivation. You can see their side. You may not agree with it. You may not agree with the way they go about it, but you can see how remorseful he is, how he doesn't want to do it like that, how he doesn't want to betray Medusa like that. Maybe Medusa more than Black Bolt, honestly.
Well, yeah.
But at the same time, he will do what he has to do what he thinks is right.
Right.
So, Black Bolt was wearing a crown with a tuning fork in one scene, and I really liked that. Like, when they were doing, like, the inhuman thing, they were making people inhumans. He was wearing that little crown. It had a small
that was
tuning
garbage.
Fork on it. You hated it?
Yeah. It was garbage looking. I was just like, what the fuck
Maybe,
is that?
The tuning fork needed to be a little bigger, probably.
I didn't even notice there was a tuning fork on the damn thing.
Oh, well.
I was like, that's a very weird headband.
Yeah. So we're given to believe that Triton is dead. We don't really think Triton's dead, do we?
Long live Triton!
Like, they wouldn't kill one of the main Inhumans in the royal family, like, in the first 10 seconds of the show.
I mean, they could, because they do some weird choices.
Yeah, they do that. So, it seems like, well, it doesn't seem like, we are told straight out that Maximus essentially is the one who gets Triton killed. "Quote unquote killed because, you know, he has contact with those guys that were like attacking them
right
on Earth. And then we also get this hint that they were on Earth before. Like, he keeps saying we need to go back to Earth and all this stuff, but when were they on Earth and how long ago were they on Earth? Who all was on Earth?
I don't know.
They don't really tell us that.
Well, you know. I mean, it's just part of their history. They don't need to go into some
right,
deep
but,
explanation.
But I don't know how." Far in their history it is, you know?
What does it matter?
Well,
he just means them as a people. He doesn't mean, I don't think he necessarily means him and, like, you know, certain people need to go back because we've been there before.
Right.
I think, you know, they probably have made trips there before themselves, but, you know.
Right.
It doesn't really matter, though. It doesn't, in the context, it doesn't matter.
It just, like, confused me a bit because I was like,
I think this, like, goes along the same lines of, like, what we discussed earlier. You know, sometimes, like, you just, like, overanalyze things just a little.
I mean,
too
it's possible
much.
I do, you know, but, you know, I like to try to find, like, deeper meaning in things or.
But
or
what?
Whatever,
what?
But.
Okay, think about it this way, though. So if you found out how does it change the story at all? How does it change the context of what he's talking about? It doesn't change it. It doesn't.
No, it doesn't change, like, really that, but it's like. You know, I'm interested to know because it's like, you know, in the second episode, we get Black Bolt trying to steal someone's smartphone to use as a gun. And I'm like, if they've been to Earth before, how long ago was it? Like, was he there? Like,
probably not.
You know,
they've probably never been to Earth.
But it's like he understands, like, these rovers and things like that. How does he not know what a smartphone is? You know?
Well, I mean, just technology is different there.
Right. Well, technology is far more advanced, it seems like, on Attilan.
Well, I mean, yeah, well, in certain aspects, yeah.
Right. I mean, they have cloaking devices and all this stuff, so, and, like, their communication devices are different, but, yeah. I don't know, I just thought about that. Like it made me think a lot about when he said that, you know, it makes sense. Like, I know the Kree were on Earth. Well, they created Inhumans thousands of years ago, and then the Inhumans left Earth and, you know, were on the blue side of the moon and all this stuff.
Well, you also have to think, was like, obviously, their technology is different in the aspect. Just, like, think about it. They don't have, or, oh, no, they did have pictures. Damn it. I was going to use that as a thing. Never mind. All right, because I just remembered that, like, in the second episode, like what's her name?
Crystal was looking at a picture of her parents.
I was like, well, they don't have pictures, so, you know, obviously the technology is different. They get, in some aspects, some of their, you know, technology is archaic. They have, like, statues of people and stuff to remember them by.
Right. So, yeah, in the first episode, we get, essentially, Maximus taking over, and Crystal using Lockjaw to save almost everybody. Except herself. She gets captured. But I really like the dynamic between Gorgon and Karnak in this show. What do you think of, like, their little banter? Like, when he was, like, telling that waitress lady or servant lady, like, how the relationship would start great and fail, you know?
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious.
And Gorgon's just, like, looking at him like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
If you guys don't know, they don't make it specific. Karnak's power is that he can see the flaw in anything, the weakness in anything. That is his actual power, which doesn't make a lot of sense in the second episode where he just falls off a cliff.
Right.
Yes. The other big shocking part of the first episode was Black Bolt obliterating his parents.
Yes.
they just, think about? I thought it was, it's what I'm looking for from Black Bolt is, like, you know, the strength of his voice and how powerful it actually is. And people don't really comprehend that a lot of times, you know, when you say, oh yeah, he speaks and things happen, you know, and it's like a whisper can do crazy shit. And all he did was say why, and his parents literally got obliterated, like destroyed. No, not a single piece of them left. So
yeah.
That was crazy. It's crazy. But I like seeing it. Did you like seeing it?
I would agree with that. You know, I thought it was an interesting touch on everything. And, that was interesting to see, like, kind of like where he came with his powers. Obviously when he's a kid, he's like, his powers aren't as potent, you know, obviously if he spoke out like that, like now it'd probably like level the entire Earth or something.
yeah, that would not be good. Like, even, you know, we're gonna start talking about the second episode now anyway, because, you know, the first one we already talked about, but, you know, he got hit and, or like tased, and like just a little bit of breath came out and that car was like destroyed,
right? Just sent like a shockwave out there and just obliterated that cop car.
Yeah. So yeah, like I said, Black Bolt doesn't know what a smartphone is. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Pretty funny watching him try to like use it as a defense mechanism.
Yeah. So now, real quick, ratings for the first episode before we move into the second episode.
I think it's like an 8.8.
I gave it like an 8.0. And the only reason I gave it that high of a grade is like, yeah, the dialogue's great and everything, but like I hate like almost everything else about the show. Like, I think it's a great show. Don't get me wrong. Like, it actually has me very captivated.
Yeah.
But it's very hard to get behind it when, you know, the setting I don't feel is right, when the costumes I don't feel is right, when a lot of things look very cheaply made and stuff. It's very hard to get into it, like something like that. But I do give it like an A+ for effort though. Like, the story and dialogue is very good. You know, the dialogue started off quite bad and then quickly got better.
Yeah.
And the story progressed very well. You understand where the story's going. There's no confusion over it. And yeah.
No, I think the story is quite good. I can look past some of the other things. I just think.
Interesting. Coming from the guy who like harps on like bad CG.
Oh, well, I can harp on it, but.
But now you're like, it's in humans, I can look past it.
No, I don't mean the CG necessarily, but like the costumes, the setting and thing. I don't think that the setting's as bad as you think it is, but
I think it's awful.
Yeah. Does that get any easier for you in the second episode that largely takes place in Hawaii?
Well, I mean, it's kind of unfair because like they're using the natural setting. It's not one of their own sets.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah.
It's not fair.
So yeah, let's talk about the science rover subplot thing, where essentially like the humans might discover them.
I
don't care about it either, but it's gonna play some role in the show. And I guess have some motivation. That's pretty much the motivation behind why they were on Earth in the first place, why Triton went there and things like that. And then Gorgon gets sent down there as well. Yeah. So Eldrak. We get Eldrak in this episode.
I knew you were going to be happy about it. What did you think about him, though?
He was weird. It's not really Eldrak.
I knew you were going to like it.
I don't mind it, honestly. Like, I mean, I've grown to be able to think more about adaptive choices than in the past because, you know, I used to be, you know, really uptight, had the stick too far up when it came to adaptions and the way that things were not the same as they should be and blah, 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 which I know a lot of people still are like that. But, no, I mean, you know, we get this little beat where he's like, it's painful for him to transport people and things like that. But even in the comics, you know, he's been fickle and he hasn't transported people to the right places, or he hasn't opened for people at all and things like that. But we have never in the comics did we get a physical manifestation of a face and talking or anything. It's just a gate, essentially just a gate, that people walk through and transport. So,
right. So, I mean, yeah, Eldrak's cool. So in this episode, we have, Lockjaw transporting the royal family back down to Earth. We have Medusa. In one, they're all scattered pretty much. Like, none of them has ended up in the same place.
Yeah, all over Hawaii.
Yeah, all over Hawaii. Blackpool being in the city, of course, because, you know, why not?
Yeah, because he has to get arrested. That's why.
You know, because it poses the most
danger
to everyone else that he's in the city. And, you know, everyone's everywhere else.
Yeah. I in the previews, I really hated how Medusa had all her hair cut off. Yeah. I don't know. I don't hate it as much in the actual show, but like, I still don't like it. Like, you took away her entire powers.
Like, yeah.
You took away the only thing that made her really relevant, I guess. But I guess they're going to try to show that it's not, obviously, because she tried to kill Orin and, you know, she's still queen and blah, blah, blah. So
I think that's going to be like one of the main beats of her character, is that she's more than just her powers. And I think that will come to kind of rear its head back towards Maximus as well.
Yeah.
Is like, he kind of almost shows, he's like, I can be more than just, you know, what an inhuman ability is supposed to be.
Right. You know, and in a society where you are defined by your powers, essentially. Yeah.
Powerful message.
Yeah. And I think it works really well thematically. And I think it works really well as like a kind of like, you know, she can be that admirable character for young girls and things. You know, your worth is not equal to your beauty. It's not equal to your hair. It's not equal to what, you know, your quote unquote powers are. Like, you are more than that, you know, kind of thing. Right. You know, that got really weird, but
yeah.
So Orin versus Medusa was a big part of this episode. And, you know, they fought and she died and then didn't die.
Their whole fight sequences is, they're awful.
I didn't think it was that bad. I mean
punch, punch. Oh, now I'm going to throw you into a car. Punch, punch, punch. Now I'm going to throw you into this car.
Isn't that how most fight scenes are?
No. Come on, man. I mean, maybe in, like, you know, Iron Fist. But, you know, there's supposed to be substance, some unpredictability to the fight scenes. This one was punch, punch, block, block, punch, punch, punch. Throw you into a car.
Yeah.
And then, like, when they started fighting, I was like, I bet she's going to get thrown into another car. And then they did it immediately. I was like, oh, this is bad. This is bad, guys.
Did you predict the stabbing?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, because it was foreshadowed when she was, like, looking at the
knife. She kept
wanting
that guy's knife, yeah. And then she knew Orin or someone was going to come after her. So.
Yeah.
What did you think of the whole Black Bolt being very confused thing and being arrested and all that?
I thought it was great. I thought it was very, very good.
Yeah.
I mean, in some way, shape, or form, it's a little funny.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like, you kind of would think as well that is how somebody from coming from a different country is. You know,
yeah.
They have to get used to how we are and what happens in our society compared to how they used to live.
Yeah, there are quite a lot of, like, underlying kind of thematic or interpretive things you can get from the show. And I like that quite a lot. We also get, like, this thing where, you know, obviously people on Earth are familiar with Inhumans because hashtag Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Duh.
So we get this funny thing with Gorgon and the Surfers.
Yeah.
And
that was great.
I quite like all of that as well.
Karnak stuff was a bit confusing.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, obviously we know what his abilities are, but you don't quite understand like what his abilities are. Like, yeah, if you're just watching the show.
Yeah, especially in the first episode, I can see how people would be really confused, like how they gave him that choice and they start fighting. He's like, oh, that didn't work. And he like rewinded it. Like, people might think he has the ability to rewind time and do stuff over again, or like stop time and see things in split seconds.
Yeah. And they tried to like define it more as like, he's like, well, that didn't work. Oh, you shouldn't have gave me a choice.
Right.
So, I don't know. Maybe they can. There's like a couple of different ways you can see it. Time. A seer.
Yeah. Maybe. But none of that is true. Essentially, he's just in his mind seeing how things will play out.
Yeah, exactly.
And knowing the best way to win.
And he works in probabilities and stuff like that.
Yep. So, I quite like Karnak as a character. I don't really understand him in this episode, like you were saying.
Yeah, he's a bit weird.
I love, like, the dynamic they have between Black Bolt and Medusa. I think it works really well.
Yeah.
Especially, like, when she's, like, calling out to him and, like, he uses his heartbeat to, like, let her know, like, I'm good, you know? Like,
awesome. Yeah.
Quite good.
Good.
So, I think that's pretty much everything from this episode. Oh, the crystal plot. Crystal being, you know, Crystal being trying to, Maximus trying to get her on his side and all that stuff. How did that work for you? Do you think she will give in to him?
Seems like she might.
I think she might, one, because of Lockjaw. Two, because I think he has like low level powers of manipulation. Like, I honestly do think like that'll manifest later in the show. But like, I think, you know, he is manipulating her already by bringing up her parents and Lockjaw and things like that. So even if it doesn't manifest as an actual power, maybe that is his powers, like his strategic kind of mind and the way he knows how to manipulate people.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I do think that there's some sort of power manifestation.
Right. But that's pretty much everything in this episode. I am fascinated by this show. I after I watched this, I was like, oh, I have to wait another week for another episode. Like, this is a show I could binge watch. Like,
yeah, me too.
I really like the show. I can admit that some of it is not as good as you'd hope. I don't agree with a lot of the criticisms. I understand almost all the criticisms, but I don't think the writing is bad, and I think the story is magnificent so far. So I'm really looking forward to where all of this goes. So what say you, friend?
I would agree with everything that you said. Just, you know, obviously I hope, as the series went along, they improved, you know, sets and costumes. I mean, it can't be perfect, obviously, but, yeah.
Yeah.
Ratings.
I give the same as first, 8.8.
I'd give it a bigger grade, 8.5. And just because in this episode it was more on Earth, so obviously they're able to use like scenic shots and stuff like that, which obviously helped that in that sort of aspect.
Right.
But yeah, still needs improvement here and there. But yeah, so that's all we had on Inhumans, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed what we had to say. If you guys disagree with us, feel free to hit us up. Let us know what you guys think. We would love to hear from you guys. Follow us on all of our social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. We also have a website, www.nerdyboysreviews.com. We have a forum section. Check out episode grades, all that good stuff. Make sure that you guys rate and subscribe to our podcast and share with all your friends and families. If you have a dog that wants to listen, share with that little fucker too.
Yeah, definitely. We also podcasted another episode this week on Gotham and some news, so check that out as well. It'll be posted alongside of this.
Absolutely. So, without further ado, I think that's all we got for you guys. So, we are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
Here at NBR, we got one simple message to leave you with, and that's
stay nerdy, boys.